Introduction. In 2016, the Asia-Pacific region is home to approximately 4.3 billion people, equivalent to approximately 60% of the world population. Note reference 1. It is a very significant region to focus on as it includes a large number of developing countries with poor development and health indicators. As we reached the end of the Millennium Development Goals MDGs period in 2015 and looked ahead to the onset of a brand new set of goals that the world had committed to achieve in the 2030 agenda, it is crucial to acknowledge that we have our work cut out for us. The Global South, especially the Asia-Pacific region, continues to show very poor indicators related to poverty, employment, education, and health. While economic growth remained steady in Asia and the Pacific, it has been uneven across the region and within countries, where income inequalities continue to increase, especially in developing countries. While the number of people living in this region who are poor, i.e., living on less than $1.25 a day, has fallen, the world's poor remain overwhelmingly concentrated in these parts of the world where many people continue to be amongst the poorest of the poor, with women and girls constituting the majority. The development of any region or country could be best gauged by the situation of the marginalized and vulnerable population groups, for example, women and young people. It is therefore extremely important to study these population groups' access to health services, including sexual and reproductive health. As we monitor this, the focus also needs to be on the fulfillment of these groups' sexual and reproductive rights. Since the year 2015 has been crucial in evaluating the gains and losses after the International Conference on Population and Development by CPD Cairo agenda and in reformulating the next set of Sustainable Development Goals SDGs, it is also timely to highlight the specific gains and losses on sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR. Do governments in the Global South understand the significance of attaining SRHR goals for all? What are the specific ways in which the inaction of the governments and states affect marginalized communities, including women and young people? These are some of the questions that we at the Asian Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women ARO hope to address through this report. Evidence generation and monitoring of SRHR has been one of the primary aspects of ARO's work. ARO has been monitoring the progress made or lack thereof in the Asia-Pacific region since ICPD. Towards this, we along with our partners have generated reports looking at data every 5 years. In the last few years, ARO's role has also been instrumental in monitoring SRHR indicators in 5 regions of the Global South, including the Middle East and North Africa, Latin America and the Caribbean, the Central Eastern European region, the African region, and the Asia-Pacific region. These monitoring reports have not only been vital in measuring the gaps and successes since ICPD on SRHR, but also helped look at similarities and differences across regions, as well as collectively advocate for SRHR issues across the Global South. These have been used to hold governments, both at the national and local levels, accountable to the needs and concerns of the people. These reports have also helped focus on specific SRHR issues related to women and young people that are most often ignored in policy spaces. This regional profile is an effort in this direction in once again highlighting indicators related to sexual and reproductive health SRH and sexual and reproductive rights SRR across the 15 countries in the region.